from the historic River Market in downtown Kansas City, Missouri, from the crystal blue waters of the Missouri River, it's Two Douchebags and a Microphone Podcast.
And now it's time for the Daily Douchebag Pledge.
Two Douchebags and a Microphone Pledge. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to download every show. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to grab family members' phones and download the show from there. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to go to public computers and download the show from there. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to laugh at all the unfunny jokes. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to lie to all my friends and tell them how good the show is. And finally, I, Joe, or Jane Listener, promise to visit Montrose, Missouri to take advantage of the power plant, campgrounds, and junkyard all within its quarter-mile radius.
Hi, all. This is Chicago. I am the most dangerous city in North America. You can't touch me.
Oh yeah? This is Kansas City here. Hold my beer, bitch.
Introducing Rob Rad's new book, How to Track Your Enemy by Scent. That's right, smell your enemy before they get you. Order this gem now and get a free virtual tour of Rob's secret bunker in Camdenton, Missouri. Also receive a free copy of his new book, How to Clean Raw Sewage for Food.
Next up, things overheard in hell.
Hurry up. Kim Jong-un is playing Santa at the mall again this year. Yay!
Have you ever wondered where something came about? Have you ever looked at something and said, I wonder what the origin of that is? Well, so have we. That's why we give you the origin of...
This is the origin of the Big Mac. The original Big Mac sauce was created in 1968 at a McDonald's in Pittsburgh by a franchise owner named Jim Delegati to serve with the Big Mac itself. The sauce first came in two different flavors, but then they were ultimately combined by McDonald's head honcho Ray Kroc in 1972 in order to ensure consistency.
And now, a brand new feature, Strange Insults from an Alien.
May your mother come to talk to you, and then leave your door slightly ajar, so that you may have to get up and close it.
Two douchebags and a microphone. I'm Mark.
And I'm Rob.
Rob, I was seeing this story here. Remember a couple of weeks ago when there were the phone calls that was an AI robocall and it sounded like Joe Biden, the president?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Well, I guess a couple of companies are being sued over that now. Steve Kramer and two Texas companies spoofed president's voice to suppress turnout in New Hampshire. A political operative and two companies that facilitated a fake robocall using AI to impersonate Joe Biden should be required to pay thousands of dollars in damages and should be barred from taking similar future actions, a group of New Hampshire voters and civic action groups said in a federal lawsuit filed on Thursday. The suit comes weeks after Steve Kramer, a political operative, admitted that he was behind the robocalls that spoofed Biden's voice on the eve of the New Hampshire primary and urged Democrats in the state not to vote. Kramer was working for Biden's challenger, Dean Phillips, but Phillips' campaign said he had nothing to do with the call, and Kramer has said that he did it as an act of civil disobedience to draw attention to the dangers of AI in elections. The incident may have been the first time AI was used to interfere with a U.S. election. And that right there, Rob, no matter what side of the line you're on, left or right, is scary. Isn't it?
Okay, I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that.
It doesn't matter if you're left and right. This could be used any way to influence the vote. And this could be other countries like China or Russia doing this. And I think it's a very good point. And I don't know if that's why he did it. Maybe he just didn't, he used to work for Dean Phillips, so, you know, the rival of Biden's. But, I don't know if he meant it to hurt Biden's chances or if he was really trying to prove a point. But he has a really good point, I can tell you that, because that's a scary... We've been talking about this slippery slope for a long time, and I still contend that one day you're going to see a guy murder someone on video, and he's going to come back and go, that wasn't me. And you go, what do you mean it wasn't me? That was AI. And they could point out a couple little variances in the tape that may have happened, a couple little blips, and go, see, right there. And get a jury to believe him. A good lawyer could do that. So the slippery slope is here, and this is just part of it. You know, where an election could be interfered with. So anyhow, I find that very frightening. So anyhow, on a different note, you know Lou Gramm, right?
Lou Gramm?
Yeah, Lou Gramm.
Old lead singer Foreigner. How can you not forget him?
Exactly. Well,
I know who he is. Yeah.
Yeah, Lou Gramm has got such a classic voice. Everybody knows it when they hear it.
Awesome. You know, he was great. Awesome musician.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Leaving it right there. You go right ahead.
Okay. Lou Gramm, the lead vocalist of Foreigner, shared last week that he would retire from music at the end of the year.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Gramm, 73, shared the news during an interview with Steve Mountain's media radio host, Lee Ritchie. But before that, the two spoke about Foreigner's nomination for the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They should get it. They should get in. But we are talking about a bunch of dumbasses up there, in my opinion. It's
Exactly. I think everybody that knows the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame understands where you're going with that.
Yes.
I do.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
People that should be is not, and those that are should not be there.
It's common knowledge that they're dumbasses. Yeah. So, anyhow, it's very, very satisfying to be honored like that after years and years of writing and recording and more time than that performing, Gramm said during the interview. So if you want to catch Lou Gramm with Foreigner, now Foreigner, whenever Lou Gramm is singing, he doesn't sing on all of them. I think there's not even one original person when Lou Graham's out there, because didn't their guitarist quit last year, the original one? What was his name?
I think so.
Yeah. So I have no reason to believe that Foreigner's going to stop touring anyhow with Lou Gramm stepping down, because they already have someone else singing when he can't do it or whatever. So
like I mentioned on a couple of podcasts ago, I've seen Foreigner and Styx here at Ozark Amphitheater a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Bonham was a drummer.
And Foreigner, yeah, that's right.
Huh. Yeah, come on.
I never knew.
And now Jason is stuck with Sammy Hagar all the way around.
Yes. And also,
it was a great concert. He did great. I appreciate him.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, if you want to see Lou Gramm, you're going to have to do it this year, because you're not going to see him live ever after that. So he is retiring officially. Yeah. Can't do it anymore.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Rob. Okay.
I was just saying, when I seen him, Lou Gramm was not with them. He was already gone from the group. So.
Yeah, they had that other singer. I forgot his name, but
young guy, long haired guy. He was great, though. He was great.
No, he's great. I mean, but you know, I still want to see Lou Gramm too, though. You know,
I want the original.
It's kind of like Journey with the Filipino guy. I mean, that guy is fantastic. Yeah. But at some point, you want to see the original too, don't you? You want to see Steve Perry at some point, and Steve Perry actually isn't the original. Robert Fleischman is the original one in Journey. He was the original singer, actually. And then...
Oh, really?
Yeah, but during the most famous...
Oh, that's right. You're right. Now that I think about it, you're right.
Yep. The most famous concoction of Journey, The most famous one that did well in the charts and everybody remembers is was Steve Perry. Everybody assumes that he was one of the founding members, but he was not. But he's probably the most famous member, him and Neil Schon. So, anyhow, it can still work. I mean, there's a lot of people that are grown accustomed to the people in Foreigner as they are today. So, I mean, look at a lot of bands. I mean, even as far back as Lynyrd Skynyrd, most of them died, and then their relatives came in and played them. So, anyhow, it's it is what it is. I mean, if you want to see him, but if you want to see Lou Gramm, you better see him this year. So, Rob, do you have any stories you want to get to right now?
Give me a minute.
Okay, I got other.
Try calling me. I gotta get back to him. Here we are, right here. I'm on.
Okay, cool.
That was my adopted mom, something I was dealing with today.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, this goes back to the old company Aldi.
Yeah, okay.
The grocery store Aldi.
Okay.
The company stores will be closed on March 31st. For Easter Sunday. This means staff will have the day off to celebrate with their friends and family. Shoppers, however, will have to plan their Easter Sunday shopping ahead of time to avoid disappointment on that day.
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody get ready. Easter is coming up.
March 31st.
Do not go to Aldi's on Easter Sunday. There will be nobody there.
You see, I'm a dick. I would tell them to go. Wherever you're at, your Aldi's is open. All the other ones are closed.
Okay, Mark, we're douchebags.
That's why I did that. We're douchebags.
Okay, yes. Okay. I happen to be the nice douchebag.
I happen to be the asshole.
To do.
Yeah, I'm the evil one.
Okay.
So. Okay.
But yeah, don't go to Aldi's Easter Sunday. They will be closed.
Yes.
Along with the other three holidays, Christmas Day, New Year's Day, and Thanksgiving.
There you go. Those days, aforementioned days, you cannot go to Aldi's. Well, you can go there, but you're not getting in to buy anything. You can stand out in the parking lot all you want.
Just not on the holiday.
Yes, that's right. Have you heard about the big New Yorker pizza bagel?
No, I have not.
It's a matchup of Pizza Hut's big New Yorker pizza and a Yeasty Boys bagel, and it's ready to make its debut. Yeasty Boys is in the Northeast, and it's a bagel company, obviously, and they're very good bagels. I've had them. I used to do a lot of work in the Northeast, so yeah, I was up there, and I've had Yeasty Boys.
Yeah, I know you were.
Yep. Yeasty Boys is, if you're on my Facebook, man, I posted enough from up there, didn't I? Every time I had a good meal, I was like, hey, I got to post this. So, anyhow, people are like, is that all that fucker does up there is eat? So, anyhow, Pizza Hut partnered with Yeasty Boys, the Los Angeles-based bagel food truck concept, to launch a limited-time item. It features Yeasty Boys' signature fluffy, chewy bagel, topped with layers of marinara sauce, fresh Parmesan cheese, oregano, and pepperoni. And I had no idea it was from a food truck because
making me hungry just saying that.
Sorry, they sell them in stores. So I think the original concept was from a food truck, but now you can go get it from a store. I was getting it from a place called ShopRite or BuyRite. I think it was ShopRite was the name of it. That's kind of like their Price Chopper. So anyhow, the Big New Yorker Pizza Bagel will roll out via Yeasty Boys food trucks in Los Angeles and New York City, premiering at Rolling Loud Music Festival in LA over the weekend on March 15th to 17th. The New York City launches takes place on March 22nd, 23rd, with another Los Angeles run March 22nd through 24th. So if you don't catch it on those days, I don't think you're going to get one, Rob. It sounds good, but sounds to me like they kind of got a time on it and a place where you can get it, and that's it. So
yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. So, but in honor of the New York bagel, Jeffy X. Remember him?
There's my buddy. There's our buddy.
Jeffy X, our old pal. He uncovered the bagels that they tried to sell, but it didn't go through the focus panels and the focus groups. They all denied it. Now, Jeffy X is our undercover sleuth.
I don't know if I'm going to like this. Just saying.
Well, it depends on how you feel about certain things. So.
Yeah, like always.
Yeah. So, okay. Jeffy X is our sleuth. He gets into places, like he started with different douche flavors, remember? And then he worked his way up to other stuff. He used to sneak into Massengale, and he would report on us. He'd give us like the 10 or 11 douche flavors that failed. Well, now he's progressed on to other things, like this is the bagels that failed that they test run until they came up with the Yeasty Boys New Yorker pizza. So this is stuff that failed.
But he still gets into Massengale every now and then.
Yes, he does.
He won't explain it to me. His job is.
Well, he has.
He will not explain it to me. But come on, man.
He said it.
You gotta have some clout to get into places he's at.
Yeah, he dresses up in costume. He gets fake IDs. I mean, he's something else.
Yeah. So, I mean, come on. I've already made him.
I'll go to that here in a minute. He sends me an email and it disappears in 10 minutes, so I have to get it within 10 minutes. So it's like, hey Mark, got an email for you. You know the deal, disappears in 10 minutes, so you better go download it. And he does that to remain secret so people can't catch, you know, get on the internet and maybe hack into my system and find out who he is. So then he sends me the email and every time I just barely get it, I gotta run and get it downloaded, and anyhow, I got this downloaded, and just like 3 seconds later, poof, it was gone. So, anyhow.
You are on the money every time.
Oh, I
don't know how you do it.
Every time,
I give you kudos personally. I think he does, too.
Yeah, he does. He's pretty impressed.
Because you receive it every time. He's like, oh, dude. He talked to me when he was down here. He was like, man, I don't know if he'd get to him on time.
I could be in the middle of the forest.
But that's gotta go down. You know,
I'll find a way to receive his
email. But you get to him. You get to him, and he gives you kudos.
If I can get phone signal, I can get him. So, anyhow.
Which, he came up and collected his money from you that you owe him for Christmas.
Yes, yeah, okay.
So, you and him talk, you know the deal.
Well, Jeffy X has done us so many favors with these lists for us to talk about that me and Rob wanted to give him gifts. So, Rob started out with a... embroidered underwear. It has a Jeffy on the back and an X in the front. And this is not any ordinary underwear. This is special.
No,
underwear.
It is not.
This has a Stephen Piercy pouch from the Glam Band Rat.
Which I sewed in myself.
Yes, he sewed on the inside. Supposedly the spandex that Stephen Piercy used to wear on stage, he had a pocket sewn on the inside so he could fill and fool as much as he wanted. You know, he could, like, put a couple socks in there and look more appeasing to maybe some women and maybe some gay males, right? So, Rob took the liberty of going ahead and doing that for Jeffy X, but we think that he doesn't need it. You know, he's got enough going on. We're thinking he don't need any more business down there. So,
but then I took it over the top.
Yeah, he made him a flying bat suit, and also his pride and joy that he will not take off, Sergeant Pepper's outfit.
Dude, he still is not worth that sub-bitch.
I know. He wears his flying bat suit at night over.
Come on.
I know.
I'm on him.
They say it looks yellow now. It's not white. It looks yellow. So.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. He refuses to take that thing off. He's a huge Beatles fan, and that's all he ever wanted in life was a Sergeant Pepper outfit, and Rob was kind enough to embroider him one of them as a thank you to him, and he's like nuts about it. And me, I'm a
That was his Christmas present.
And my Christmas
present. And
now
he won't take it off when he's ruining it.
You know what? You're just going
to dude. I told you.
You're going to have to make a couple more, Rob, and maybe he'll take it off and then have that one dry cleaned or something. So.
Yeah, dry clean it. That's all he needs. Dry clean.
That's if they'll take it
out. But
after
it might be too late. The states are probably set too deep.
I'll bet you they won't even take it. He throws that on in that conveyor there that and I'll bet you it stands straight up. And they're like, no, you get out of here. We don't take this. So, and me, I'm a much simpler guy. I just was going to offer him enough money for 5 pounds of blow and 70 hookers. Now, if we broke the law...
That's where the money came in. That's why he couldn't see you to collect the money.
Yeah, if we broke the law, Two Douchebags and Microphone, I would have gladly bought him 5 pounds of blow and 70 hookers. But since we don't break the law here, I gave him the money equivalent so he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so he took the money, and Jeffy X is out, and he sent me this 3 days after he left, so he was pretty appreciative. So, these are bagels that didn't make it. He snuck into the factory and found these out. So, the first one is, you okay, buddy? Okay. The first one is liverwurst covered bagel. I think I could agree with that. Rob, did you hit the...
Hey.
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah, but I'm coughing and sneezing at the same time.
Oh, okay. Dude, I thought you was dying, man. Jeez.
But no. I agree. No way.
Yeah. Liverwurst, nuh-uh. The next one, chickpea covered bagel. I think I agree with that. Basically hummus unsmashed. So, yeah. Yep, so I agree with that. No chickpea covered bagel. The next one that he uncovered, Jeffy X, is blood sausage covered bagel. Yeah, I think I agree with that. You ever see blood sausage, or have you ever had any, Rob? Okay.
Not on a bagel.
Yeah, I don't think that would work. Think of all the how soggy it would get with the blood. Yeah, so anyhow. The next one, shrimp gumbo bagel, was turned away. So I think I agree with that.
Okay, now I gotta think about that one.
Okay.
That sounds...
I'm not a seafood fan,
good.
I can't stand seafood.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was turned away, Rob. I mean, you can get your own shrimp gumbo and, like, put it on a bagel yourself.
Yeah. Okay, we'll leave it right there. But, no, I think shrimp gumbo would be a good one.
You know what? Every now and then they miss one, Rob. Every now and then they miss one. The next one, a cream of wheat covered bagel. Wasn't up to par, so they said no. And I think I agree with you.
Regular chocolate.
Oh, well, chocolate, yeah, no. Chocolate's no brainer.
I gotta know that one. Regular chocolate.
This is regular. Yeah. If it was chocolate, I guarantee you it would have went through first pass. So, yeah. So, cream of wheat didn't work. The next one was Tic Tac flavored bagel. It was shown the door, too. And I was kind of disappointed in that, because why not have a bagel that freshens your breath, Rob? You know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Wrigley Spearmint Gum Bagel was frowned upon. Again, why not have a bagel that freshens your breath, Rob? What's wrong with that? I don't get it. I just don't get it. I mean, yeah. People, you know, you have a great idea, they take a shit on it right off. I'm flabbergasted, Rob. Just flabbergasted. Are you?
Yeah, I'm a little flabbergasted because I'm going over my messages right now, but yeah. My adopted mom's trying to get a hold of me.
Oh, sure.
I just took her granddaughter out. I bought her a couple of shirts, a couple of pairs of jeans, because she's starting school, new school tomorrow here in Camden.
Uh-huh.
And me and her mom don't get along, but me and her mom met up because of her grandma. And her mom said, I'm more or less like her uncle, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
My grandma accepts me as a brother.
Uh-huh.
But as a daughter, don't. And I'm older than her.
I gotcha.
And she's a lot more trouble than I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Grandma calls me this morning, says, hey, Tom needs some clothes for school to start Camden tomorrow. Can you help her? I got the money to set up.
That's very cool.
So I set up through her daughter, and I went and picked Colton up.
That's cool.
And now my adopted mom is sending me messages about another old friend of ours. I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
It's a woman.
Okay.
I'm like, Mom, stop. I'm podcasting.
Okay.
Yeah. And now she sent me a message about this other woman. Okay. I'll think about that one in a little bit.
Okay.
So.
Next one, the cabbage flavored bagel was not popular either. I think I agree with that 100%.
No cabbage.
And then finally, the kale flavored bagel, the panel was throwing up, so they took it away.
You know, I can't understand.
Kale was a joke. They never meant it for anyone to actually like it. The guy was like, hey guys, I can throw this garbage on a plate and look at the people, look at their faces, they're going to like throw it at us. And instead, the rubes, they suckered up. They're like, oh, this stuff's great. And they know inside it's horrible shit. It's terrible stuff. They know it's terrible stuff. But they're trying to act cool and act like they like it. So anyhow, kale was just a joke. And then all of a sudden, you know, everyone started acting like they like it. So the joke's here to stay. How about if we take a break and come back with some emails?
That would be great.
All right.
That would be great.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
So, if I have a glass of ice water and the ice melts into the water, is my water then watered down? I may never know.
Now it's time for pickup lines from a loser.
Can you take me to the hospital? I just broke my leg falling for you.
The apocalypse just happened. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. But we can tell you what you can eat.
On most of these apocalypse series, we tell you what plants you can eat in case of an apocalypse and you have to go out to your yard for food. Well, this one is going to explain to you the plants you may be aware of to not eat. Plants that could be toxic usually might have milky white sap, thorns, spines, or fine hairs, or leaves or stems. Pods with bulbs, beans, or seeds. Stems or trunks that have an almond scent. Three-leaf foliage growth. Also be aware of intensely bitter or sappy flavor. Foliage reminiscent of dill, parsley, or carrot.
Now, from the makers of the Who Bit My Asshole board game comes the Rob Rad Jigsaw Puzzle. That's right, put Rob back together. This brilliant glossy photo of Rob wearing a loincloth in a rainforest is the perfect stocking stuffer. Order now and get a free butt plug keychain.
Oh shit. What's that over there?
Oh no.
It's the island of horrible jokes.
Ugh.
A wooden shoe in my toilet. I guess it was clogged.
As much fun as an electric can opener to the scrotum, two douchebags and a microphone.
And we are back. This is Two Douchebags and Microphone. I'm Mark.
And I'm Rob.
Okay. Well, Rob, we got some emails.
Well, good. I want to hear from our friends.
We got a couple from Montrose, actually. Montrose was very... They were very active this email session. So, anyhow, they've got a couple of concerns. So, anyhow, so the first email goes like such. Mark, do you have any advice? And that's it. Okay.
Do what?
Mark, do you have any advice? Just advice. Yes. My advice is don't take advice. Except from a cardiologist or an endocrinologist. Other than that, everybody else is probably full of shit, and you shouldn't listen to them, right?
Okay, well, I'm going to top you on that.
Okay.
Come on, guys, the Montrose, take advice from us.
Okay, that's
different. We're your best choice.
Yes.
We're here for you.
We are the official podcast of Montrose, Missouri. So we're doing something right. That's quite an honor.
And we are the official podcast of Sealand, too.
Yes.
So.
Sealand,
we're
little platform
growing.
Of
we're
one.
We're growing, man. We're growing.
Sealand is a sovereign nation of one person. It's off the coast of England, and this is no joke. We are the official podcast of it. And Rob's brother
my brother is Count of that.
And Baron, too. Did he get his Baron? He's a Baron also, right? Him and his wife now?
No, he did not make Baron. He has not made Baron yet.
Oh, okay, but he's Count.
He's Lord, and then he went Count, which made his wife Countess on her birthday, and that's why she's happy.
But he's going to...
So everybody's happy over this.
Okay, and he's trying to be Baron, isn't he?
Maybe.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay. Well, anyhow,
dude, he's up to 9 totals around the world. You know, so
that's awesome.
He's kind of like, dude, I'm about done.
Okay.
I don't blame you.
So, that's my advice. Don't take advice unless it's from a trained professional, and that's medical advice. And that's what I got to say. Everyone else is full of shit, but if your cardiologist has advice, take it. Your endocrinologist has advice, take that. Other than that, everyone's full of shit.
But our boys from Montrose,
they're different.
You may want to listen to us.
Yes.
Get a hold of us. We'll talk to you personally.
Yeah.
We'll give you our own personal opinion.
Douches, could you maybe give a recap of the show on your Facebook page and announce the show coming up? Would be cool to get a notification that there is a new show dropped. John in Springdale, I assume Arkansas. Rob?
Okay. Well, evidently, they are in touch with the Facebook page, which is what I've been waiting to hear.
Exactly.
I want to hear other people are reaching. Dude, I'm getting like 5 views a day.
That's cool.
It don't tell me who it is. So I want to know it's reaching out. Evidently it is. I'll start upping the game on the Facebook page. Yeah. Now that I know people, it's reaching people.
Yeah, well, do you think that you can maybe announce the show? And
I'll announce the show. I'll tell everybody good morning 7 days a week. I don't care.
Okay. Now...
Okay.
As far as
I just want to know, people that can see the Facebook page, evidently they can, which, like I said, I've been getting like 5 views a day, every day.
That's cool. Well, okay.
They just don't give me names. So I don't know if they're off my friends list. I don't know what, you know.
Evidently,
it's reaching out.
The recap of the show.
And now we're getting emails.
Yeah, the recap of the show.
That's what I need to know from...
Yeah, okay, we went over that. The
is the Facebook page.
Okay.
There.
All right, Rob, just go ahead. Go ahead and talk.
No, I'm just saying. That's what I need to know from the assholes. Is the Facebook out there are they reaching it? And this sounds like they are. So that's what I need to know. Let's keep it going. Let's get it going, man.
Okay. I heard Mark say that you all would be doing song parodies soon. Please, don't, in my opinion. It's cheesy and cheap. You have the perfect blend of talk and skits. Please don't change it. Mitch in Richmond. I think I agree with him, Rob.
Richmond?
Yeah.
Thank you, Richmond.
Okay, I thought...
I know Richmond.
I thought we could do parodies, but you know what? I think Mitch is right. I think parodies are cheap. I just... You know what? Nut Hut stuff.
Yeah.
I think I agree with that.
Let's keep doing what we do, man.
Let's stick to what we know. Let's stick to what we know. Okay, next one. Hey, guys. This is Des Moines checking in. Are we still your number one market? Yes. I looked at it today. You're still our number one
market. Love you guys.
Yeah, you guys are the best. I and a few other people encouraged the powers that be at a local rock station here in Des Moines to check you guys out and hopefully use you in some capacity. One person I'm close to that has ties to the station said he laughed the whole show, but mentioned that you guys are a little too stumbly currently. I would agree. And maybe kind of smooth the show out a bit. I would agree again.
We're starting. We're less than me and Mark are less than a year into this. May 29th will be my 1 year as co-host. Come on. We're trying here.
Yep.
We're trying.
He mentioned that radio spots are few and far between anymore. Yeah, we know this. Thanks, guys. Ron in West Des Moines. You know what?
Actually, I follow somebody out West Des Moines on Facebook, but it's not... radio shit, but yeah, she's a cute blonde, man.
Oh, well, okay, here's the deal. I don't necessarily...
Always Alexa is her name. Check her out.
Okay.
Facebook, Instagram, whatever.
Okay, all right. Well, here's the deal. I don't care if we go to some radio in capacity or we just keep doing it like this. This is a fun pastime that we do. And that's all I'm looking at it as. If someone wants to look at us radio-wise, fine. But I really don't know if this type of a program would be suited for radio. We kind of like our freedom anyhow. So
I agree.
I mean, for real.
We could not get away with it with our cussing and everything else.
I could stop the cussing, but it's our content. Like Harry Asshole Olympics... You know, douche flavors. I don't know how we could
I mean, how many radio stations are going to talk about douche flavors?
Yeah.
Hairy Asshole Olympics.
Ron, we appreciate you sending that to me.
That's why I turned down our bid the other day.
Yeah.
My opinion, and you agreed.
Yeah, well, they want all our content.
We have somebody stepping up to sponsor us. No, you want to take away us. No,
they want all of our content to be theirs. I'm like, no way.
Yeah, no, fuck
they,
you.
They don't us. So, anyhow, yeah, that's off the table.
This is us.
Okay.
Everybody wants us, you got us.
Ron
We're
West,
not sell out.
Ron and West
We're
Des Moines.
Not sell out.
Ron and West Des Moines. Okay, here's the deal. Okay, thank you for turning it into the radio station there, whoever they are, but I guarantee you they're not going to be giving us a call because they know and we know that there's no way that our content could be on an FCC guided radio.
No.
There's no way. But thank you, Ron. We appreciate you thinking of us at on that level.
I like the word shit too much.
Yep. Okay, next one. Hey, douches, I think I have a chicory tree in my backyard facing the power plant. I'm going to grind some of that bark up and use it for coffee. When you guys come down.
Jason Montrose. Jason Montrose.
Now, don't be fussing. It ain't a problem at all. I also am looking for a cougar patterned steering wheel cover for my 79 Ford Ranchero.
That would be... fuck. I'm going to have to go to Kansas for that. Shit, dude.
That would be the last year those cars
Let me write this down.
Okay, write it down.
Okay, what?
A Cooper pattern steering wheel cover for a 79 Ford Ranchero.
Cooper steering wheel
cover.
Okay, I'm going to call it out on this.
Okay, that would be the last year the cars were built. Could you maybe...
Cover for a...
79 Ford Ranchero. That was the one that looked like a El Camino.
Okay, wait a second. This could work.
Okay. Could you maybe get those pukes in Tightwad to actually do something? Jeffy and Montrose. No, man.
Jeffy and Montrose.
Yeah, and they're still picking it. They're still picking at Tightwad.
Jeffy, I may have to go over to fucking Kansas for this.
I don't think Jeffy cares as long as he gets his steering wheel cover. And then finally...
He wants a Cougar steering wheel cover for a Ford Ranchero.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Hey!
Okay, I'll do my best.
Since you volunteered for the Cooperville and all that, I mean, the Vega and all that, I mean, you know, he's thinking you probably just, you're in the business of getting people car parts, I think.
By the way.
Yeah.
I found the Vega fender.
Oh, okay, there you go.
I've been in contact with him.
Was that
Reggie? Vega fender is done. They got it.
Okay, they got
it.
I'm breaking
through to Tightwad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what this email
said. We're working on it.
It said, could you get
this? Since it was me, they bowed down, they let them have it. So.
Now, the email did say,
the Vega fender is, it's a done deal.
Could you maybe get those pukes in Tightwad?
You're welcome, guy. You're welcome. Do what?
Oh, no, I forgot.
Can I what?
Montrose felt the earthquake too. It took the barrel we burned trash in and flipped it clean on its side. Scared all the squirrels so bad they left for Butler. No more tasty squirrel jerky for us. Larry and Montrose. They felt the earthquake too.
Okay, Montrose guys. Come up to the lake. You'll have all the squirrels you need to get your meat. Just saying.
All right, we're going to take our last break.
If you can't get them there, if you can't get your squirrels at Montrose, come to Lake Ozarks. I'll make sure you get them.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
Whenever I mow my lawn, then I look back at the front yard and there's always a couple of blades sticking up. Are those the blades of grass that were smart enough to duck? I may never know.
Oh shit, what's that over there?
Oh no. It's the island of horrible jokes. Ugh.
A wooden shoe in my toilet. I guess it was clogged.
Have you ever wondered where something came about? Have you ever looked at something and said, I wonder what the origin of that is? Well, so have we. That's why we give you the origin of...
This is the story of Dr. Pepper. Originally made in Morrison's old corner drugstore in Waco, Texas, the drink's unique flavor was a hit when it was first sold in 1885. Wade Morrison, the drugstore owner, named it Dr. Pepper, after Dr. Charles Pepper, a Virginia doctor who the father of a girl, Morrison, he was once in love with. You can still go to the Dr. Pepper Museum and still purchase the original formula with pure artesian well water and pure cane sugar. It's quite a treat if you're into Dr. Pepper.
Please remember to go to Cole's dressing room, wait 5 minutes, and scream, Hey, there's no toilet paper in here.
Our constant pursuit for a real knee slapper. It's strange insults from an alien. Real hilarity.
If you were a spice, you would be flour.
Our constant pursuit for a real knee slapper. It's strange insults from an alien. Real hilarity.
May your 5-year-old neighbor have all their violin lessons during all of your hangovers.
All right, Lincoln, Nebraska. A Nebraska woman allegedly found a lucrative quirk at a gas station pump, double swipe the rewards card, and get free gas. Unfortunately for her, you can't do that. Prosecutors said that the 45-year-old woman was arrested March 6 and faces felony theft charges, accusing her of a crime that cost the gas stations nearly $28,000. Prosecutors say that the woman explained the system over a period of several months. Police learned the problem in October when the loss prevention manager at Bosselman Enterprises reported that the company's pump and pantry in Lincoln had been scammed. Fuel pumps at the station received a software update on November 2022 that managed, among other things, reward cards. But the company was unaware of a glitch that allowed anyone swiping a rewards card to put gas pump into demonstration mode. In demo mode, the user could pump gas at no cost. A probable cause statement from prosecutors said the loss prevention manager determined that one particular card had been used repeatedly to obtain free gas. Police were able to trace the card to the suspect, and video surveillance showed the woman pumping gas on multiple occasions from November 22, 2022 to June 1st when the glitch was fixed, the statement said. Authorities believe the woman was not only used the scam to get free gas, but that she also allowed another woman to use her card for a fee. The probable cause statement said the other woman told police that she paid to use a card for discontinued fuel. Authorities believe the woman was paid Thompson's $500 for gas purchases that should have cost her about $700. All told, the card was used 510 times and more than 7,400 gallons of gas were pumped for free, the probable cause statement said. The suspect is free on bond and has a court hearing April 11th. So, there you go.
Mark here. Yes, this program was cut short. And trust me, you don't want to hear it.
Coming up, a blast from the past. This is where we take old shows and incorporate them into new shows. Because you fucks refuse to go get it.
The boll weevil clap. Read up on that sometime. The boll weevil clap, and this old guy that I knew that was in Vietnam, I probably should... Well, you know what? You can take this part out of here if you like it, and we can put it somewhere. But this old guy that I knew down the road from me that was in Vietnam, he told me that one day, you know, him and a couple of guys got a day off from the war, so they went into the nearest town to go look for some hookers, you know. They're like, you know, if we're going to die, we're going to get laid. So, okay, all right. So they go in there, and I guess the Viet Cong loaded the prostitutes full of this stuff called the boll weevil clap. Yeah. Oh, it is. So anyhow, he said, you know, they all went and, did what they needed to do. You know, they thought they were all going to die, so they went and they got laid. And the next day, when a guy comes in, he goes, oh, my God. He goes, I hurt so bad. My fucking dick hurts like hell. My stomach hurts. I think I'm going to die. What'd they do with those damn hookers? So anyhow, and he started hurting really bad. He said it hurt so bad you could hardly breathe. You could feel it in your dick shaft. It hurt so bad. So they all go in, and I guess it's like a horrible infection. And if you don't get it treated, it will kill you. Like, you know, go up your scrotum and into your testicles. And anyhow, the only cure back then was is they had to take this glass rod, shove it in the end of your penis, and mash it with a rubber mallet. And then you have to physically squeeze all the infection out of your penis.
I've heard of this.
Yes. And this took like 4 hours of mashing this rod and then squeezing all the infection out, because if they don't get all the infection out right then,
it flares right back up.
Yes.
Seals your pee-pee shut.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the old joke of, you know, oh, there's, you know, if you catch VD, your dick's going to turn black and fall off. But there are actually
That STDs. Was worst case scenario, yeah.
It actually will turn black and fall off because the tissue will die.
Yeah, it's kind of like a grand, a gangrene type of deal, you know, or something like that. So anyhow, yeah, he said after that, he said, no more hookers. So...